You're listening to Virginia Trioli on ABC Radio Melbourne.
You would have been aware yesterday of the measures announced yesterday by the Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison, and then reiterated by the Premier, Daniel Andrews, that events and institutions and businesses that might host a lot of people inside, restaurants and bars and clubs and the like, there's now a 100-person restriction. And there are fines in place should you breach that. And police are empowered to enforce that new regulation. Well, many questions were asked yesterday of the Premier by our very own reporter here at the ABC, our state political reporter, Richard Willingham, about what actually applies to Crown. We didn't seem to get in that press conference a clear answer from the Premier about that. But this is what Crown Casino has just released this morning in relation to the social distancing policies. Following consultation with the Victorian and Western Australian governments, Crown's social distancing policies at Crown Melbourne have been amended to revise the restriction on the number of patrons in individual food and beverage, banqueting and conferencing facilities from 450 persons to 100 persons. All other previously announced measures will remain in place. Now, what's missing from that statement? There's no particular enunciated position in relation to gaming. In relation to those rooms, they are closed interior rooms, as the Premier was describing yesterday, with walls and a roof. No particular reference there to a 100-person limit when it comes to gaming rooms. Now, we rang Crown Casino this morning, and they're not coming on, but they said to us, no change, everything else remains in place, which, in the absence of any particular detail, you can only conclude means, does that mean they're not going to be going around counting a maximum of 100 people in their gaming rooms? Charles Livingston joins you now, Associate Professor from the School of Public Health and Preventative Medicine at Monash University. He's a gambling expert to whom this program's spoken many, many times. Charles Livingston, good morning.
Good morning, Virginia.
That's our interpretation of the statement. We'll try and get further clarification. But when we spoke to Crown, they certainly weren't more explicit, saying an 100 people limit should apply to the gaming room as well, should it?
Absolutely. And indeed, in my opinion, poker machines are a high-risk vector for infection, given that they require people to regularly and repetitively touch buttons, touch screens and so on. And so given that many of the clientele of poker machine venues are elderly people, and given that people who are addicted or have habituated to poker machines don't have much of a rational will left to decide whether or not they'll go, these are very serious problem that is, sadly and potentially providing a major vector of infection in the community. I mean, my opinion and that of my colleagues in public health is that gambling machine venues should be shut down henceforth.
Because you don't like gambling or because it's a particularly more infective place?
It's a more infective place. You know, I mean, I don't actually believe in banning gambling or even banning gambling machines, but I do believe that we need to take appropriate measures when there are serious issues afoot. I mean, this is not a joke. COVID-19 is not a minor illness, and particularly for older people. It has the potential to be very, very dangerous. And you know, leaving a gaming machine venue open with virtually unrestricted access to these things at a time when we are doing everything in our power, it would seem, to prevent infection strikes me as being a bit of a bad decision.
To be fair to Crown Casino, they're not here on the line with us, so to represent all views this morning, as part of their social distancing policies they've had in place for a few days now, all machines, we're told, are being wiped down. They've removed every second machine so that there is greater distance between people. So they do have those measures in place.
Well, fair enough, but the reality is that you're not going to be able to wipe them down every time someone leaves a machine and moves to another machine. And people who use poker machines tend to, you know, if somebody leaves a machine, they'll jump onto it as fast as they can because many of them have erroneous beliefs about the machine getting full up and so on. So, you know, the actual practice of people using machines does not conform to some idealised fantasy about them taking disinfective measures between use. And you know, we're talking about an addictive product here, and a very significant number of the people who use machines, particularly at Crown, are in that category. And they sadly lack the the ability to make rational decisions about their gambling. And that's the reality. I mean, these are addictive products. So I think whatever measures they put in place are going to be inadequate. I mean, I'm not talking about shutting down Crown forever. I'm talking about closing the gambling machines down for a period of time until we are on top of this infection.
Crown appears to be, if not a law unto itself, then seems to get different or preferential treatment from the state government. Is that your impression too?
I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, any observer over the last 20-odd years in Victoria would realise that, you know, when smoking bans were introduced, Crown got exemptions. When ATM bans were introduced, ATMs are still allowed to be outside, just outside the gambling rooms at Crown. Crown can have unlimited machines, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, there's no doubt that Crown gets special treatment. And, it's, you know, casinos generally get special treatment. But having said that, I think it's also important that we look at suburban pubs and clubs, and you know, many of those have large numbers of machines, and many of those are still operating normally pretty much, I think. I think Clubs New South Wales has put out an edict to its members telling them that they should be treating each room as a space where they can have 100 or more 100 people in, and you know, most clubs in New South Wales have multiple rooms with very large numbers of machines. So, you know, they're taking it a little bit seriously, but essentially they have the same approach as Crown. So I think a uniform approach to this needs to be adopted, and it needs to be adopted as fast as possible.